It may sound kind of like an oxymoron, but Arizona's unaffiliated, independent voters are banding together.
You are joining thousands of independent voters all over Arizona for this evening's town hall.
Patrick McWhorter of the group Open Primaries led this recent phone conference. Organizers say more than 13,000 people dialed into the call.
Independent voters. Now, 37% of all Arizona registered voters are treated like second-class citizens.
I should say here that independents are now actually 36% after the latest registration deadline. McWhorter's group is trying to get a pair of ballot initiatives on the November ballot. One would give independents more choice by changing state primaries so every candidate would appear on a single ballot. The top two candidates would advance regardless of party.
How are you? You registered voter? Can I talk to you about open primaries?
Outside the downtown Phoenix Public Library, David Hanley is trying to get signatures for the ballot initiatives. Hanley says he doesn't like the current primary system for state races. Independents can vote, but they have to choose one party's ballot and can't split their ticket.
I wanted to have a better choice of who to vote for.
Across town in Tempe, retired accountant Deb Gain Braley has also recently become an activist for unaffiliated voter rights. She's new to the independent camp, having just switched her registration from Republican last year.
I felt like the party I was in wasn't speaking to me anymore.
Then Gain Braley discovered there were downsides to being unaffiliated in Arizona, like she wouldn't be able to participate in the upcoming March 22nd presidential primary unless she was willing to re-register with a party, and she didn't want to do that.
I think that no one should have to choose a party to be able to vote in America.
Now she volunteers for a campaign called Independent Voters for Arizona that's trying to open the presidential primary election. The director is Timothy Castro. He argues it's not fair to exclude over a million independent voters from a presidential primary paid for with their taxpayer dollars.
If we're paying for something that we're not allowed to vote in, then let us vote in it or don't make me pay for it.
That logic has struck a chord with Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. Here she is earlier this month speaking to a state House committee about the presidential primary, pointing out that independents are more than a third of the state's voters.
This is the one election that they cannot participate in. And yet, as taxpayers, everybody pays for these elections.
But Reagan isn't backing a change to let independents participate. Instead, she supports a bill that would defund the presidential primary so taxpayers would be off the hook. She says if the presidential primary is a party function,
then the political parties and not the taxpayers should consider paying for this.
The state Republican chair hasn't taken a position on the bill. The Democratic Party opposes it, saying participation will drop if the parties have to run caucuses. An alternate proposal in the House to instead open up the presidential primary to independents was defeated, and the bill to defund the presidential primary has passed in the House. Meanwhile, independent voters promise they'll keep pushing for a way into the presidential primary eventually. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.